It's that time again.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Welcome to the Courtside Podcast. I'm your host, Hank McCoy. And with me, the People's
the
Champ.
Champ is here.
Vin Rock. Vince.
The Champ is
welcome
here.
To the show.
Have I ever told you how much I hate winter?
Once or twice.
Oh, it's... Shit.
A little bit too chilly for the bones, huh?
Oh, mate. Aching all over you.
Speaking of aches, we have got some serious conference finals predictions to do tonight. Are you excited? Have you been enjoying the playoffs? I don't know. I'm very pumped.
I'm loving the playoffs. Loving it.
The second round has just been a roller coaster.
It has. You nearly said cloister then. But,
nearly cloister.
Nearly another hankism. I'm absolutely loving it. Like I said last show, it's a combination of things, but especially getting a fresh champion, you know, and some teams that we haven't usually seen this deep and some phenomenal performances so far. Comebacks, choking.
Sounds like my last Saturday. Anyway.
You're doing Ennis.
I digress.
Ran out of butter, I heard.
Whoa.
That's another story for another day.
Let's jump into the Eastern Conference Finals. The Atlanta Hawks, the number one seed, versus the number two seed Cleveland Cavaliers. Man, I am super pumped for this matchup.
It's funny. I was actually thinking about this series today and... I know I've said the Hawks, they don't win shit. they wouldn't make the finals, but I didn't think they'd be facing a team that's a little bit depleted and injury-plagued at the minute. Oh, wow. I can't pick one just yet.
There's some question marks with Cleveland, that's for sure. I mean, Irving says he's ready to go. He rolls the ankle the last game, and I don't know. I just feel like Cleveland, like you said, a little bit depleted.
If the Cavs had home court advantage, I'd be saying to you right now and our millions of listeners across the world, the Cavs. But I think I'm actually going to go with the Hawks.
Wow.
I think Horford and Millsap, as much as I like Tristan Thompson, I think Horford and Millsap are just, if they have their way, and I think they can really trouble the Cavs.
Honestly, right now, I feel like you're reading my notes.
Yeah, man, I just feel like they're going to trouble them.
I honestly thought you were going to come in here with your Cleveland hat on backwards, swinging bats at me with your LeBron jersey on. I actually thought that was going to happen tonight, but I actually feel like you've taken like two big chunks of my notes out.
I'll tell you, courtside member Cam Cribbs can back me up because I actually said that to him about 11 o'clock this morning. So, yeah, that's how I feel. I wish the Cavs had Kevin Love. And I wish Kyrie wasn't so injured and I wish they had home court advantage, but I've just got to go with the Hawks on this series.
I tell you, it's just one of those things. There's going to be, even if you're a good team, like, you're not going to, it's rare you blow anyone out in playoffs, right? It's a 7-game series. Like, you tend to learn the other team's tendencies. You know, you tend to, you know, it's a lot different to regular season. Regular season, you're lucky if you face a team 3 to 4 times a year. You know, there's no way of telling, like, how to adjust a lot of the time. You know, you could be facing a guy on a lucky night.
Yep.
You know, there's lots to factor in. And I think that's probably been the biggest... That Washington series, like, it's hard for me to sit here and say that Atlanta really turned a corner because they had a phenomenal year. But, look, this is new territory for them. They fell off a little bit heading into the playoffs. But I just feel like this playoff series, especially that Washington one... Even the Brooklyn Nets won to a little extent. The difference between the Hawks this year is that finding ways to win. Like, they're just finding ways to get it done.
Yeah, and that good teams do that. You know, we've seen it over the years with the Heat and the Spurs. But do you think this goes 7 or...?
I'm saying 6. I've got 6. Atlanta 4-2. I just, you know, you've still got the LeBron factor. You know, there's no way you can... There's no way around that. But I also think, you know... DeMarre Carroll's playing pretty damn good ball right now. And yeah, he's not going to shut LeBron down to under 20 points, but you've got a good defensive guy guarding the best player in the league. I just look, well, basically my keys for the game for the Hawks are they just need to stick to the team game, don't fall in love with the three ball, and I think they'll be okay. I think they'll find ways to win.
Yeah, look, man, it's hard to agree with what you just said and disagree, sorry. What am I thinking here? It is winter. I think those what you said, 4-2, pretty much leaning that way. I think the Cats can get a couple.
Wow.
Probably just on the back of a couple of big LeBron games, but
I'm so glad I'm sitting down right now.
Yeah, man. Look, I don't want to see the Hawks in the finals. I'd rather see the Cavs get through, but yeah, maybe next year for the Cavs. I've just got this feeling Horford and Millsap are just going to
cause so much trouble for Thompson and Mozgov, because Horford and Horford's already been playing good ball. Yeah. Millsap, after his little not feeling too well game, has really hit some strides. I just like I've got a feeling LeBron's going to have to match up with Millsap at one stage.
You know, are they going to have to put Thompson at center and play LeBron at four sometimes?
They're going to have to, because that mismatch, Millsap is so quick. He can hit the long ball on occasion as well. So,
yep. You
know, if they go to with a traditional lineup, whoever's guarding him, Mozgov or Thompson, are going to have their hands absolutely filled. And we know Millsap. We know the trouble he causes LeBron in the past. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's he's not an easy matchup for a lot of forwards in the league. I think one of the biggest factors for me, though, in this series, well, there's two. You know, I just don't know if Cleveland have enough depth. Like, Dele had his breakout game against Chicago. That was great, but and is a solid hand, don't get me wrong. But J.R. Smith, very inconsistent at times.
I think a big X factor for me has to be Shumpert. He's got to score. You know he plays D, but he's got to score. And J.R. Smith, he can't have those nights where he's going 5-for-15. He has to be on every game.
He's got to win at least one of these games.
Yeah, he has to.
He really does for me. And I don't think we've really seen it this season. Maybe it hasn't been asked of him, but I just feel like this series, it's going to be a massive test for Cleveland. If they pull out of this, well, man, I'll be very surprised. You know, another thing that sways this decision for me with Atlanta is that Kyle Korver won't have Beal guarding him in this series.
That is true.
Bradley Beal, look, Korver still got his shots off, but Bradley Beal probably did one of the best defensive jobs that last series that I have seen anyone have to guard Korver this year.
Yep.
And I just think the freedom is going to allow Korver to leak out, and good night if he catches fire. It just opens everything up for everyone else. Like,
well, if he does catch fire, if I'm David, I'm making the change and starting Shumpert and just matching Shumpert up with him. I think Shumpert can go with him.
Well, they've got to,
you bring in Jair off the bench.
Yeah, they've got to take him out of the series, right? Like, you can't have him open.
No, you can't have two big guys playing well and then just, oh, we'll kick it out to Kyle when they double us. You just can't have that.
It's just that thing with Atlanta, though. They've got to stick with the team game, because if they get too reliant on the team ball, they can't forget about their big guys, because their big guys are playing well for them right now. You know, we've already mentioned Horford, but, you know, they've got an ample supply of backup bigs.
Yeah. Well, you said before, if the Cavs manage to just dig deep and win this series, I'll be the first to tip my hat to LeBron and the Cavs.
Yeah.
It looked like I said, if they were all healthy, you know, Kevin Love was there and that, I'd be tipping the Cavs.
I just wonder how... sorry.
Cube?
Hairball. I'm actually a little bit worried about Irving. Like, I know he's going to come back and force it, but it's a pretty raw injury, as in it only just happened. He has already been fighting injuries before the ankle roll. He's a little banged up right now. Could they lose him by sort of, you know, game three?
Look, I hope not. What's he had, like 4 days off?
Mm-hmm. Reports out of camp were that he was looking a lot better after the rest and at practice and whatnot, but, you know, it's still practice. It's not game time, so...
Well, that's true, but I'll tell you now, those 4 days, he would be getting treatment around the clock. There's no doubt about it. So he's coming in the best possible shape he can be. So we'll see. Time will tell.
Wonder how old Teague's going to hold up this series.
Don't you worry about Teague, mate. I don't see a problem with Teague. He's so good.
Serious predictions, Vince. You sticking with the Hawks?
I know I wouldn't have tipped them a month ago, but the way the Caps are, like I said, I've got to tip them 4-2.
Honestly, I feel like Cleveland's just a year away from NBA Finals, though. I think this roster needs a little bit more tweaking and adjustment. And they're there. I just don't see him getting past the Hawks this series.
No, all fair points there. It's,
I'm going 4-2 Hawks.
Yep, I like those numbers.
Let's move ahead now to the Western Conference. Number one seed versus number two seed. That's right. Golden State Warriors versus the Houston Rockets. Wow. Oh, boy. I don't even know what to say after watching that Clippers-Houston series. I mean, where did they dig that out of? It's good to see Josh Smith, good for, you know, one game. Man, did he save their tails.
But, you know, there's one matchup I'm really looking forward to.
Is it?
And that's Bogut and Howard.
Oh, yeah. It's going to get nasty.
It is, because, you know, Bogut will...
He won't back down.
..make him earn it. Don't worry about his scoring. He's just got to box Dwight out as best he can. You know, rebound, play D, block a couple of shots. On the other end, just take what they give him. To me, that's the most exciting matchup for me, because you know what you're going to get from Curry and Thompson. A couple of X factors for me. I think Harrison Barnes has to have a hell of a series.
Yeah. And he did a really good defensive job last series against Memphis, by the way.
Yeah, and I think David Lee gets some minutes in this series.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I think he gets some minutes.
I think that's the thing. I think Houston have a lot of depth. Sometimes they don't choose to show their faces, though, but... they do have a lot more depth, so I think Warriors. I mean, I'm interested to see where Spates is right now, like what his condition is.
Yeah.
Because I think they're going to need all their guys.
They will. Honestly, I think David Lee can really be a good contributor in this series. Like you said, the Rockets, they've got what's that young fella at the center, Capella, is it?
Yeah.
Terrence Jones. I don't know if they get Monty Junior's back yet, and then they've got Dwight. So, and Josh Smith, they're going to need guys like David Lee. He's got all that experience.
I mean, and that's the thing. Houston now have a lot of momentum. They pulled one out of the hat for Game 6. They creamed LA in Game 7.
Ugh.
Just not even close, really.
Hey, well, who runs LA? Tell me who runs LA.
Sterling? No? Too soon?
His girlfriend does.
Look, I got a big question mark. Patrick Beverley, can he get back healthy enough for the series?
Well, he's taking his cast off today.
That's what I've heard. I've heard he's getting opinions and seeing if he can roll in this series.
Now, if he plays, massive X factor for the Rockets. This kid, I said it last show, he's almost their heart and soul for this team. And he's got mongrel and he's a prick. And he will, interesting to see if he tries to rough up Steph Curry.
Oh, you know he will.
He will. He might give him a knee to the thigh, give him a corky or something, but... it's going to be interesting. Oh, I don't know if he can shoot. Is his left or right hand?
Side note, when was the last time you had a good corky in the thigh? They are not fun.
Back in my footy days. Playing in the ruck. Ugh, not good. Is it his right hand?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's a shooting hand.
I don't know, man. If he can go, I think they use him. You know, defensively, they're going to need a little pit bull to you know, unleash onto Curry and Thompson.
Oh, yeah, man, if I'm the coach and I hear he's good to go, he's playing. It's that simple. He's that disruptive. He's that much of a prick. It's what you want.
I mean...
you know, you hate him. You hate him if he's not on your team. If he's on your team, you love Patrick Beverley.
Yeah, I mean, look, just ask Russell Westbrook, right? Like,
yeah, that's it.
Oh, Rusty will tell you. Did Houston show enough in that Clippers series to make you a believer? I mean, that's, I suppose, the biggest question I've got for, you know, all our courtside listeners. Did we see enough out of the Rockets to make us the believer that they actually have a shot at this?
Well, I think the way they came back, I think the Rockets gave themselves some belief. And it was really good to see James Harden drop the numbers he did in Game 7.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Haven't I been saying that? Oh.
Yeah, it was really good. They got their tails up. Their belief is and confidence is high. I really think they believe they can get past this Warriors team.
Warriors do have a little bit of motivation. I mean, obviously, Harden came out earlier in the year saying that, you know, this Warriors team wasn't that good. in saying that, for a team not that good, they did get beaten by Warriors all four times during the regular season by double digits, so...
I don't mean nothing in the playoffs.
I know it means nothing, but you can still take a little bit of something from that. But, you know, what I suppose what I'm getting to is the motivation's still going to be there for Golden State, and they've had plenty of rest now. I mean, for me, yeah, I want to see that MVP matchup. I want to see Harden and Curry. You know, we've seen now what Josh Smith can bring to the table, what Corey Brewer, what all these guys can bring to the table for Houston. But for me, I just, look, key factor for me for Houston, other than defending the three-point line, which is easier said than done in this series, Harden really needs to take the challenge. I said two shows before this that I was really disappointed James Harden's output after Curry got the MVP. I thought it was a really good chance for him to drop some big numbers and say, hey, you know, you guys were wrong. You know, I wanted to take that challenge this series. I really want to see him really... Look, if he can't light the Warriors up, I mean, he's got to get to the foul line.
But surely James Harden is supposed to prove a point, you know, like...
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's got to want it, though. He's got to want this. He's got to...
Well, I think he does. I think he does. I think he will. I mean, if he can produce 30 a game, 8 assists, 8 rebounds, along those sort of lines, I mean, it will go a long way to upsetting this team.
I've got a couple of key factors for the Warriors in this series as well, Vince.
Mm-hmm. Hit me.
They need to control the pace, foot on the gas this whole series.
Yep.
I think Draymond Green's going to be a big factor in the series. But they need to play the Dwight card.
Please explain.
He's their weakest link.
Is he?
He's their weakest link.
Well, hang on a minute.
You can get into his head. Yeah. Okay, last series... DeAndre, I would argue DeAndre and Dwight kind of cancelled each other out a little bit. But Warriors can hack a Dwight. Houston don't have anyone to hack.
They can hack a Bogut.
He's a better shooter than DJ.
True, but he's shit at the line.
Well, he's not. I don't think he's that bad that you hack a Bogut, though.
Oh, I don't know, man. He's getting up there.
Oh, I don't know.
But can I say this? Did we not, more so me, but you agreed, did we not call out Dwight? Last show.
We did.
And once again, have we not proved that we cure what ails some NBA stars?
I'm telling you, this show is floating around the locker room.
It is.
And like you said, you know, they're like, oh, hey, Austin, come over here. Can you listen to this? And sure enough, Austin Rivers goes out. Bonkers.
Yep.
Bonkers. I'm sticking with it, man. I think Dwight can easily check himself out of this series. And I think you could almost expect it, at least one or two games. I honestly do. I really do.
Almost like, though, Dwight needs... It's like when Dwight has it... Like, he almost needs to have a really poor game and get into foul trouble or get ejected for him to wake up and go, hang on a minute, I'm letting my team down. I'm going to play really hard from here on out. It's almost like it's a good thing when he gets ejected. It's like it gets him angry. Gets him focused.
He looked so checked out of Game 6 against the Clippers. Look, I know they won, and I know they turned it around, but in all honesty, I know he had a 20-20, which is insane, but he had checked out of that game, and that comeback was no thanks to him. You know, he was just a presence pulling... Well, he did pull down boards, I suppose, but I'm sorry, he had checked out of that game. Josh Smith doesn't hit those back-to-back threes, then, you know, you could almost argue that the momentum wouldn't have swung so far. But, I mean, man, the guy's a knucklehead. He's there. They're getting hammered by LA, and he's fouling. He's nearly getting pulled from the game early in that first half, and he's there joking around, laughing with the crowd, the LA crowd.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Twit. I'm watching, plunker. I'm going, oh,
yeah? He's plonker.
Anyway, we could talk about the Dwight factor all night, but... I feel like there's going to be two games in this series where Dwight's just checked out. If the LA series showed me anything, it's that the crowd can get in Dwight's head.
You know, Dwight's not going to want any of that Aussie fury.
I'm telling you, man, he doesn't want any of that San Francisco crowd in his ear.
Well, he'll have that in his ear, he'll have Bogut in his ear, because you know Bogut will.
Oh, he'll yap, he'll hit him hard, and yeah.
He won't be able to fight Bogut, but Aussies can fight. We're tougher than Americans. It just goes without saying, really. Yeah, we can. We definitely out drink him.
Vince, we're tough as nuts. Tough as nuts, mate.
Yeah, you're a dickhead. No, but nobody says that here.
Everyone says tough as nuts.
No one says
what that. What are you talking about? Everyone says that.
You're a wanker. Tough as nuts.
It's true.
I'm not sure how nuts are tough, but anyway.
Yeah, like car nuts.
When you've been hitting the nuts, do you don't feel it?
Mate, what about car nuts? The nuts you put the wheels on with.
Move on.
Serious predictions. Who have you got?
Oh, boy. I'm going to go Warriors. I'm going to say the Rockets are good enough to win one game.
Wow.
That's just what I'm predicting. It's just what I feel. It's what I think. I think they can win it 4-1.
TJ Hollis is not going to be very happy with you. He's a big Houston fan.
Shit.
That's what I've heard.
Well, you said he's a Lakers fan.
It changes from week to week.
Oh, good Lord. It's nothing personal. Well, kudos to Mark Jackson for getting this roster ready, too, for Steve Kerr.
Kudos to Mark Jackson. What are you talking about? Jeez, I tell you what, if they put him on the...
What are they talking about?
If he commentates one game, I'm going to destroy him.
Why shouldn't he?
Oh, he is so bitter.
He's not bitter.
He is so bitter, Vince.
How is he bitter? Explain to me how he's bitter.
You need to listen to him.
Yeah, I do listen to him. I don't sense any bitterness.
Oh, you listen, but you don't hear him.
I'm not hearing, Mark. I'm not hearing, Jimmy.
Look. Shout out to courtside member Luke Will. He'll love my prediction. I'm going sweet, man. I don't see Houston getting a game on the Warriors. I really don't.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Sweep. Sweep it up. Sweep it up. Sweep that dust, that Dwight dust under the rug.
You know who shoots me a little bit on Facebook?
Ooh.
And he's a good bloke. Carlos.
Coach Gaza. Carlos Gaza.
He's from Detroit. And I know he moved to Houston. And I know your wife and all that goes for Houston. But can you get your agates out of her purse and just stick with the Pistons.
Touché.
Oh, no, I'm like Houston. No, you move there, mate. You're from Detroit.
You're Detroit. You're a Pistons fan. Come on now.
Just stop wearing this Rockets crap.
Who are we kidding? Who are we kidding?
Yeah, come on, Carlos. Long.
You're better than that, man. You're better than that. Well, I think it's that time again, Vince. Jersey Worthy. Here's your Jersey Worthy of the week.
We're not worthy. I'm going to give it to James Harden just for showing up in Game 7.
Man, he was good.
After, there's a little bit of a question mark above him when it comes to big games, big series, so good on him.
That drive he had straight down the line with the left-handed flush was... That's when I knew that game was over. Honestly. When DJ was just Amari guarding him, yeah. Pulled the old statue out and stood still and watched him go to the rack. I was like, yep, this is over. This is over. And that crowd, man, you know what? I hang shit on the Houston commentators all the time because they're woeful homers. But that crowd was buzzing Game 7. Absolutely buzzing. It was pretty cool to see.
I always thought they were a good crowd at Houston. I always remember them in the 94-95 final, so...
Yeah, I find it hard to watch Houston games because the commentators kill me.
Is it still the same guy?
Drexler and Bullard and who's the other guy? Jesus. Oh.
You got to expect it with homers, though, mate.
That's true. Well, my Jersey Worthy, I don't know if you saw this today, Vince, is Jason Kidd.
I did see that and didn't give stuff.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. So, basically, a fan of Jason Kidd's 14 years ago wrote J. Kidd a letter expressing how much he liked him, as you would when you're that young, and invited him to his birthday. I believe he turned 24 or something today.
Well, if it was 10 years ago, yeah.
24 or 27, I think it is.
Oh, God.
Anyway, Daniel Marks, he actually works for the Bucks now as a database manager. But...
that's why he went, because he's an employee of the
Bucks. Well, it was still pretty cool. It was still pretty cool, and like the fact that they still had the letter, and it read like what you would imagine.
This is just a PR stunt.
It was cool. Come on now, it was kind
of
cool.
No, it's a load of shit. If this guy wasn't...
Bitter because Shaq doesn't write you back.
For the Bucks, he wouldn't have gone. It's that simple.
Who cares? It's a cool little story. I thought it was cool. He didn't need to do anything, did he? You know what? That's
exactly right. He did.
Mate, you know what? This is 2 weeks in a row you've poo-pooed my jersey worthies, all right?
He didn't have to do anything because we can see right through it. It's a load of crap from a shit bloke.
Well, you are in a mood tonight.
He's a wanker.
Hell of a coach.
What was that?
I said he's a hell of a coach. Not even I believe that. I'm sorry. Well, Vince, when you have winners, you have losers. The Brain Fart Award. Who gets your brain fart?
I'm not going to give it to Matt Barnes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's sort of a brain fart. It's sort of not. The old Matt Barnes who used to play for the Lakers just reared his ugly head in Game 7. Just didn't turn up.
Time to upgrade, I think.
Yeah, he's a bench guy. So, a brain fart for not turning up. Yeah, you can get stuff too.
Zing! My brain fart goes to the legend, Magic Johnson.
I saw that.
For anyone who didn't see the Facebook page, All Caps Courtside, and my recent post, you probably did see Magic Johnson's comments after the Clippers-Houston series, which was basically that along the lines of, you know, this Clippers is still the old Clippers team, which I could see your point if you hadn't already a week and a half, 2 weeks before that, basically crowned them the NBA champs. And I'm sorry, I love Magic, the player, but man, he's got to stay off social media because he drives me up the wall. He's so hypocritical.
Leave him alone.
No! There's no Magic on Facebook.
Laker legend, you should be able to say whatever the hell he wants.
He can't say squat diddly. I don't care what he says. He just
diddly squat.
He goes. Is it?
Yeah.
It's
diddly squat.
I'll edit that out. Don't worry.
Squat diddly.
But you know, he's on there and he's like, I never thought I would say this, but I think the Clippers can win the NBA championship. They have a little bit of everything. Or I've watched all the teams in the playoffs right now, and the Clippers are playing better than any team left. And then you turn around and say, dribble like that. He does it all the time through the year. I had enough. Had enough.
No, he's just changed his opinion.
Ah. Oh, what, because they lost? Can't stick with his convictions if he's wrong. Give me a break.
Do you stop busting out big words?
Look.
You're blue collar, mate. Just keep a blue collar.
Literally. Anyway, Magic gets my brain fart.
Fair enough.
You've heard me rant about Magic before. Come on.
Oh, yeah. You hate Magic.
Oh,
driving you hate the Magic, the social media guru.
Yep. Oh, man, I am really looking forward to this, to the conference finals. It's been a lot of fun. I hope we're not let down. And like you touched on before, Vince, just the fact that we're going to have a new NBA championship this year is pretty damn cool.
And two fresh teams.
Yeah.
No freaking Heat, no Spurs.
Refreshing. A little refreshing.
It is refreshing. It's very refreshing.
Hmm.
I just like saying refreshing.
Refreshing, actually.
I've been getting a nice refreshing beer right now.
Ooh, that'd be refreshing. You know what would be refreshing?
Really get me locked in.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Oh,
that was a critical comment. Critical. And of course, you can catch more of the Courtside Banter on the website www.crtste, where you'll find links to the show, the Courtside Podcast, available on iTunes and Podomatic. Wow, it's late.
Jesus Christ Almighty.
I've had a lot of caffeine, all right?
Ba-da-da-bop.
Well, you can find us on iTunes and Podomatic. Also, we're on the Facebook page, All Caps Courtside. We all hear the banter all week long, guys. So please jump on board, give us a like, and leave your comments in the comment section.
That's where you usually leave your comments, in the comment section.
You're making this harder for me.
And can we also find you on the Twitter?
You can. At CRTSTE.
And I am at VINROK44.
Oh.
I don't have Instagram because, again,
You can find me on Instagram at CRTSTE, you guys. All the links down at the website, www.crtste.com. Once again, thank you for joining us. We'll be back. Watch out! Here it comes!
Watch out! Ball.